Thank you for coming to WTC to talk to me about the Friends of Howard. Mr. Mason, if you would, go back to the time when the importance of developing a committee to support Howard came about.
We've been together for about 6 years now, and we came together. Mr. Lawrence and I, we've done a lot of work in the community, creating the Black College Football Extravaganza to the Night to Remember. All came through efforts that we were involved in. And about 6 years ago, we saw the dire need that Howard High School needed some support. So we created a committee called the Friends of Howard, and our first project was to send the football team to a summer training camp, and also the cheerleaders. And we had a reverse raffle and raised about $5,000, enough money to send both groups. And we continue to do things under the Friends of Howard umbrella, and we raised $150,000 for the library about 2 years after that. Then just recently, Mr. Lawrence, and under his direction, we raised $85,000 in cash for instruments for the band at Howard, plus another $40,000 that we got from instruments that we were able to repair. It's just something that not just us, but several other community folks got together and trying to support. The Board of Education doesn't do things like it used to do. They don't provide instruments for the band or uniforms for the band. They don't provide athletic playing fields and this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It has to come from the community. So Howard being in a very socially low-income, economic-deprived area, it's hard to get money in the community. So we thought this is our last hurrah, and so we thought this would be the thing we'd rest our hat on.
And right now the goal is to develop a new track and field for Howard.
That's right. And this came about 2.5 years ago. We worked with the Board of Education, with their facility planning committee, Gary Waters, who's over the facilities. We also worked with Commissioner Beck and Commissioner Mackey from the County Commission. We worked with the Housing Authority, Chattanooga Housing Authority. And we've been together and really got a real big boost from a new center, Todd Garnashier. He helped us a lot. So we're about, I'd say, set pretty good to get the property. That's what we need. You can't go out and raise money for a stadium unless you got a place to put it. That land has been sold back from the Chattanooga Housing Authority to the city has control of the property now.
And we're talking about the property with
at
Posse Homes.
Yeah. The old Posse Homes property. That's the most environmentally sound property that we could put the stadium and track on because of proximity to Howard. We want it close to Howard. And there's no way in the world that could put it on a current footprint because of the toxic environmental problems there.
Friends of Howard chairperson, Mr. Reuben Lawrence.
We're talking a total stadium. We're talking football and track as well, not just track stadium. So we're going to have football and track.
And soccer.
And soccer field on this property.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, if you go over to Howard and look at the old field, you can't see it. It's flooded with water. All the way up into the fourth step of the old gym. So, and that's been a going problem whenever we have rain. So, plus the track over there is not conducive for major tournaments or anything because it's not big enough. So, we can't hold any tournaments there.
Can't hold any. Can't hold a track meet because you don't have enough lanes.
You don't have enough land there. So, it's all of those things are very negative for Howard, and to recruit students, we're having to go down to Arts and Sciences.
It's Chattanooga Christian School.
Chattanooga Christian School for the track teams to practice. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is we really need the moral support and vocal support out of the community to make this thing aware into the public that the what the conditions are over there that would make it necessary for us to get a new stadium there. There's so many things that goes on over there that the public's not aware of. There's resources needed for physicals for all of the athletes and everything that the kids, most of them, are not able to pay for, so there has to be revenue from some sources raised outside of that, because you can't play any of those sports without a physical being cleared. So all of those things that Friends of Howard are supporting through our past principal and now our new principal, Mr. Brown, is the new principal. And we hope to continue till I don't think we plan on resting until we see a new stadium.
Yes, and we're not going anywhere. And Ruben and I are the ones that have been out front, but there's a lot of other people that have helped with this. And I want to really take my hats off to Commissioner Beck and Commissioner Mackey and also Senator Todd Garnashier, who has taken the ball from us and really are the ones who are creating this stadium. We had the idea, we brought the attention and the focus. We're still working on it, but for it to be built, and then we're talking about a $3.5-4 million stadium track, and so the politicians definitely have to be involved. And we got the right ones at the state level and at the county level. We're hoping that Mayor Andy Burke will come along and get on board, and we need a lot of support from the city also on this. But our boys and girls in our community need this. No, we're not going to. We don't want to get the assumption out here that we're trying to raise $3.5-4 million. What we're trying to do is to be the supportive piece for the school, the band, the library. There's a lot of good things are happening out to Howard. They made AYP last year, and they're off of the state's delisted schools. They are now fully accredited school in the state of Tennessee, and the kids' graduation rate has improved to almost 86% from a low of about 24% about 5 years ago. The kids are beautiful there. They are doing some remarkable things, and the college placement rate is much improved over the last 3-4 years. So Mr. Paul Smith and Dr. Elaine Swafford and the new principal, Zach Brown, are all good people, and they're going to take that school to the next level.
For years, Mr. Reuben Lawrence and Mr. Gerald Mason have been actively involved in community affairs in Chattanooga. Both men hope and pray that in their lifetime, they will see a new Howard Stadium track and field built, hopefully within the next 3 years. They're planning to be one of the first to walk or maybe run on a new Howard High School track and field stadium, and I certainly hope so. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.